From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. Israeli police kill attackers in two incidents in Jerusalem. In the first incident Wednesday, Israeli officers shot and killed a Palestinian assailant armed with a knife as he ran toward them at an entrance to Jerusalem's Old City. Hours later, an East Jerusalem Palestinian stabbed an Israeli woman near Jerusalem's main bus station before being shot dead. The attacks coincided with Israel deploying hundreds of troops in cities across the country. Israel is trying to stop a recent wave of attacks on Jews by Palestinians and Israeli Arabs using knives, cars, guns, rocks, and firebombs. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas blamed Israel for the violence as he addressed his people on TV. Abbas said, "We will continue the national struggle based on our right to self-defense and a peaceful popular resistance." He repeated allegations of Israeli efforts to undermine Muslim prayer at Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque, and he accused Israel's security forces of executing Palestinian youths. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejected Abbas's speech as full of lies and incitement. U.S. and Russian defense officials are finalizing an agreement on safety rules for avoiding collisions between U.S. and Russian warplanes flying rival missions over Syria. The U.S. Defense Department said progress was made in Wednesday's video conference meeting with the Russians. It said the talks focused narrowly on the implementation of specific safety procedures. The Russian Defense Ministry reported a convergence of positions. This is VOA. Iranian state television has broadcast footage of an underground tunnel filled with missiles and launchers. Iran's Revolutionary Guard opened the facility to the state-run TV station, which did not disclose the location of the site, but said it was 500 meters underground. It was not immediately clear if the facility is linked to Iran's ballistic missile program. The White House said Tuesday that Iran likely breached a UN Security Council resolution by testing a long-range ballistic missile earlier this week. The U.S. State Department says religious groups in the Middle East, Sub-Saharan Africa, and Asia have suffered harsh and hateful treatment from terrorist organizations and other non-state groups. The State Department highlighted the plight of those religious groups in its annual report on international religious freedom on Wednesday. As U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry presented the report, he accused some governments of taking advantage of extremist threats by repressing their own people.
As much as we oppose the actions of terrorists, we do not agree with governments that use those crimes as a pretext for prohibiting religious activities that are, in fact, nonviolent and legitimate. Those who misuse the terms terrorist and extremist are not fooling anybody and trying to dictate an artificial conformity of religious expression is not a prescription for harmony. It is a prescription for frustration, anger, and rebellion.
Kerry said everyone has the responsibility to affirm the principles of religious freedom. South African authorities say a temporary highway bridge has collapsed in Johannesburg, killing two people and injuring 20 others. The temporary bridge that collapsed on Wednesday was being used for the construction of a pedestrian and cycling bridge over the city's M1 highway. The construction company said the cause of the incident was not immediately known. South African rescuers worked to free several people whose vehicles were crushed under the collapsed bridge. And Afghan officials say fierce fighting in the southern province of Helmand has killed at least 22 border policemen and 35 Taliban insurgents. Speaking Wednesday, the Afghan officials said the battle happened in Helmand's Nozad district, which the Taliban overran about 2 months ago. The militants also had seized parts of Helmand's strategic Musakala district at the time, but Afghan authorities claim to have flushed the Taliban out of that area. We can find more on those stories by going to our website at voanews.com. You can also join us again in 1 hour for more international headlines. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.